pause.
This is what those people back there called God. Jehovah. Ra. Aton. You name it. It doesn't matter as long as you know what you're talking about. But your God Creator Source, the infinite Source, is not going to come down in life form and rule you with a scepter, whatever that thing is. He will rule you with a 2x4, where it really hurts. He does not ask that you not be human. He doesn't even ask that you always perform in perfection. He asks you to know. And in the knowing, you will also know what to do. All man, and I'm talking about human, all man, woman, and child, little human, birthed, knows good from evil. Now, you may not know good from bad, because those are usually man-made laws and rules and regulations so that you're trapped. And you notice that they now get farther and farther along to trap you into having to do what is evil. You've got to capitulate, or it's a hate crime. It isn't enough that you don't practice, or maybe you do. That's your business, and that's between you and God. But to make a law that says this is a hate crime or that is a hate crime, and we're going to put you in jail for speaking. Hello? Do we need to wait?
No. No, Claudia has
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It was for her.
Mountain people.
Okay. Thank
you. Bye. You know, basically, what is right and what is wrong. And it is very, very sad for ones to be trapped in the perception or the actual binding of a homosexual relationship, for instance. And it must be terrible for these ones to be disallowed the functioning that the opposition says is fine. They have got to get you trapped to be able to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and that is major depopulation. And you have to know that the battle is not over your body or over property. It's over that one piece of created property that God gave you free will over, and that is your soul. They had to lie to you, didn't they? Evil does not stand a chance when people know truth. Because you innately want to be good. It is making you miserable to be bad, to be evil. There is no peace in this world. Only comes out of this chaos is misery. Oh, you may enjoy for a moment. You may enjoy having and acquiring. But once the value is placed on having beyond that which you need to do what needs to be done, and you begin to focus on the getting and holding and hoarding and whatever else might come along to bind you to that, your enemy's got you. And you might think, well, what in the devil is it worth? Well, that's about all it's worth. And you might think, well, why are we bothering? Why don't we just let it go? And maybe we will. That's up to man. I have a commission. I come with the host of heaven. My job is to tell you the truth from those lies. And son of a gun, all of you were with me when we agreed. I don't expect everybody to march all the way down that trail with me. But confound it, you agreed. And I'm going to start pretty soon naming names. I'm going to start with Al. Why would I call him Ronos? Because he's from the Brotherhood of Ra. Philos. Atlantis. Egypt. You see, Egypt was the most vile of them all. And we tried back in Egyptian day, in the days of the Pharaoh, to just let people off the wheel. Allow souls to grow and get off the wheel. And that's all we're doing now, giving opportunity to the ones who want off the wheel, the truth, so they can get off if they want off. I'm not going to plead with anybody to come aboard. And yeah, the first two or three years, we spent a lot of very personal time talking about these things. Ronos, you see, the full name is Ronostras. Nostras being Costa Nostra, Brotherhood of the Mafia, Ra, God, Brotherhood of Man. You see, man, human, is the greatest of all of God's inventions. He's really pleased with that. And he watches man express. After all, you are the thought projection of God. So basically, whatever anyone is doing, if he's doing it in ignorance, then God says he's going to know the other side of it. Hat on. Now go do it. I manifested you, Hatton, to go do that. Yes, sir. Who else did you manifest to do that? Well, Ronos and Dorma and a few suckers. But the reward is pretty good at the end, I'm told. And I have those sailing ships that you long to be on, so I see beyond that which you can see. So I guess we can say, well, I know, and you are trying to believe. And the harder you try to believe, the harder it is to believe, because all of the pressures come down. And you have to meet every day, every day, every day. And I understand it. And you think, well, look around. Can we do it with the ones in this room? We can do it with one person. That isn't the point. You're not the only ones in this room. There are more of you than there are of them. You just don't know. And that's what it's about. It is not about a Jesus. It is about your soul relationship with God. And God said, before the ending of the time, you would be given the truth to do with whatever you want to do with it. It's time for evolvement. It's time for graduation. It's time for the planet to change. She's already changed. And once again, you have to sit there, the same place I have to sit, while people ask you myriads of questions. And the bottom line is illusion. Close your eyes. There's nothing there. But you see, you really see a lot better with your eyes shut. Because you can only see those things that you vision. And you can control that. You may not be able to control what someone else is doing in front of you and your eyes are open. But when your eyes are closed, you may feel helpless, but then is when you see. And you can make sure that you get the vision that you want, and you can hold on to it, and it will manifest for you. And we can go back to Ron Jackson. You support him. He is not going to have any alternative when he gets out, is he? Well, but how do we know that he's of the Committee of 16 and he can get us some funding? You don't. But I'll tell you one thing. He thinks he can. And I'd rather have somebody who thinks he can on my side. Because that's all that it's required. And he's paying his penalty now for what he did. And it's the silliest thing you can imagine. They socked him away for 6 years over $6,000. And he didn't even owe to one person. He owed two or three. And that was to be paid in computer parts. So something's wrong. And then he did transfer. He made quite a few computer transfers. Did he get caught deliberately? What difference does it make? He's going to have paid the penalty before he's out, isn't he? And by the time he's out and the ones that could do him in, literally, won't want to do him in. Because you ones will be their backup. I can guarantee you that most of the Committee of 16 do not want to fall into the hands of the Committee of 300. And yet they're going to play their game to suit themselves. You've got to have leaders. They're going to know the Ross Perots of the world and the Bo Greitz. Don't mark anybody off your list. You don't have to believe in Jesus or Christ to believe in your constitution. Do you see the difference? And once you move into freedom, these other things can come down. If they can enslave you by taking away that final fragment of your constitutional law and rights to speak and think, you will not make it. And you will go into, I'm not interested in apocalypse, because the truth is going to out, but not before they kill you. So let's call it Armageddon, as it was laid out in Revelation, also a lie. They wrote Revelation so you would march to their drumbeat to destruction. There has been no reason since man was put on Earth planet for you to be locked here, except that nobody in the cosmos wants any of you out there. And you're the wardens and the teachers. Most of the ones in the cosmos do not like the Pleiadians, I'll tell you for real. It isn't that the Pleiadians are so special, it's that we have order in Pleiades constellation. And you are our brothers. You and we are the most alike of any of the races. But you're going to meet your lizards, and you're going to meet your little grays, and they're going to be your enemy. And they're on this place, and they've interbred. Basically, they have just helped you tamper with DNA. There was no reason from onset that you didn't have a way off this place. And therefore, I think it is extremely reasonable that if anyone could get you here in the first place, they could get you off. So there goes another big dream. You mean you can just come get us? And you don't? Yes, I will, when we've done our job. And that means we've got to spill that truth around, while hopefully we can work together to do something with your nation so that you can work in a free society. You better be watching your news, what they're not telling you, or what they're telling you with this little fear. Let's just put these little things on our little children in the mall, and if they stray 15 feet away, you get a beeper. Leave your children home with babysitters. They are going to snatch children this Christmas. If you want to take the children to see the beauty of the stores and things, and you want to do some serious shopping, do it separately. Take them to see. Let them enjoy. But watch them. They're trying to terrify you right out of your minds, and it's going to work. All you have to do is listen to the news. What do you call those little blurbs? The little forerunner things. And it will be a family wiped out by fire, a girl murdered, a girl decapitated, a child abducted. It's just, it is to numb your brain. And how many of these babies are taken, like at Halloween, and they come out of a family maybe that are drug abusers already? They can't go to the law. You're already there. And I am not a doomsdayer. Why do you just give us doom and gloom? I don't. I give you hope, light, and glory. Because that's where your power is. And you can create anything that we need. Let's do it. And when we want to come back to truth, we'll do that too. But you have to see the lie first. And you've got Sananda with me, ready. This is the same being that has been here before. So let's not get it confused. Many called him Jesus. He was simply a teacher, and that's all Messiah means. And the Jews are still waiting for their Messiah. They knew what they had done, didn't they? They knew. That's why they're still waiting. Well, they're not going to like it the day he steps offshore. Because he didn't like what was done. You see, that is the same thing as denying absolutely the existence of God. And when you set that wondrous being up as a king of your evil kingdom, you see, he won't rule that kingdom. That's why that cornerstone out there is off that pyramid, waiting, waiting. Well, he's going to knock it for a loop, I'll tell you. Because that is the reality of it. But we have to begin to set the story to straight and the teachings of the young teacher. The human element, the body, meant nothing. That was something to use as a house. It is the soul energy that is infinite, and that is what they have to protect themselves from. And that's what's coming back. And he will come in a form that you'll all recognize, and he'll probably look just like Michelangelo drew him. But he's no wimp. And you better be ready. And he's not going to have to go with the sword. That is a lie. If you are God, for goodness sakes, you have no limits. You don't need a sword. You do not need to spill blood. All you've got to do is remove the illusion. And I suggest that he not be pushed into doing that. But I also am in no wise concerned about it. Because the rest of us aren't going anywhere except better. We don't have to worry about that. We have to worry about what goes on down there in your physical expression. And I thought it would just be nice to reclaim a little bit of the righteousness of this young teacher as we kind of go back through, and they called his name Emmanuel, because everybody forgets. And I know I can judge that by what Dorma is experiencing as we write. Oh, I didn't remember that. I didn't know that. Well, she hasn't read anything that she's written either. So sometimes it really helps. And when you're not feeling well physically and you are really distressed about it all, you need something that gives you an upper. And that can only come from some spiritual upliftment. Some will only be in this journey to perfect mechanisms to make a crossover. But all of you must maintain your attachment to truth. And God is truth. And I don't want to sound like a preacher, because preachers on your place, and there are many, many valid ones, all start out thinking they're serving God, and they're trying, And then the first Sunday, you know, that you start a building program or whatever else happens, that preacher has to compromise. And it's unfortunate. So, E.J., Brent, somebody, why don't we share a little bit out of Emmanuel? I think the most encouraging one part of all the biblical teachings, and they were pretty well laid out for you, was his talk to the gathering. I think to call it a mountain is a little silly. Let's call it a hill, considering where it was. I have to apologize. We've put a lot of words through in the last few days. While you're looking for that, would you just put that on pause? I want to talk to Zita.
The Mount. Hatton's comment. I am questioned as to how, if this be truth in presentation, is it that the Gospels all have the same topics? Because the highlights of man's passage was discussed, rediscussed, and decisions were made amongst the oral teachers and scribes as to what would be included of importance. There are over 22 known Gospels of the life of Jesus, and many of them were written at the same time, and often the later writers made corrections from the earlier written texts, as they perceived it to be. Judas Iscariot traveled with Emmanuel, and much later was given to scribe pieces as the master himself dictated. Jesus Emmanuel may well have authored much, but he wrote nothing. But why would we use such terms as the Palladian term Emmanuel? Because as this was dictated from the scrolls, we were all working from a place in Pleiades. The scrolls themselves are preserved now in Pleiades. This is rather a broad statement, since the Pleiades constellation far surpasses your solar system, but suffices for now. If we continue this, the distractions of the moment, we will never tell the story in point. Thank you for your patience. End of his comment. When Emmanuel saw the multitudes of people who followed him on a particularly crowded day, he went on top of a small mountain and sat down, and his disciples went forth with him. Time had passed, and he had gained many disciples, and Emmanuel had grown in maturity of both physical and mental stature. There was
Let me interrupt here. There's just no way to get it all to you. The most beautiful part, and some of this will have gone into the last paper, but all along the way, Gabriel never left this young man's side. And in that beautiful sequence of meeting with John the Baptist in the River Jordan, the craft came and picked him up and took him home for his real lessons. I call it downloading, because that's about what it is. It had been an overwhelming experience up to that point, trying to fit into a world that was absolutely alien to anything a godly being could imagine. And then he had to be taken for his lessons with the celestial sons. So now he's back, and he's got the burden, if you will, of teaching people who are literally ignorant. They have been only allowed just what they were shown and taught. And you have to go back all the way to the Pharaohs to understand what I'm talking about. You see, we'll even use the the idea or the vision of Moses taking all of these hundreds of thousands of Israelites, the Jews, across the wilderness to, quote, the promised land. Let us just assume that happened. And on that journey, Moses was called onto the mountain to the craft to get the tablets that would give the laws of God, the Ten Commandments. Well, obviously, Moses would not have been given one that said you got to tie to the church every Sabbath. So you know that got tampered with. So how many were there? And what was on the emerald tablet that was lost? Well, you only need one big rule, do unto others. But we're not going to discuss that now. But Moses went away, didn't he? Now, he could not have survived on that mountaintop in the conditions that he was in. So he was gone. And what did they do? They got bored with him being gone and they built what? A gold calf. Because the cattle were valuable and the bull was the representative idol of God. Were they building a golden idol to who? To who? Oh, well, to God. That was going to be their God. No. They didn't know any God. They were building the idol to Moses, who was missing. They're trying to get Moses back. Do you see? Please, just agree with me that you see. Don't let me just live in ignorance. It was a very visual time. Pharaohs had all these idols. And all these gods. And the serpent. Aha. No, they didn't like Akhenaten very much when he came along. But you notice there's not much history of Akhenaten either. I can get you off when I'm good and ready. And I've been ready before and I got you off. And that's why you agreed to come back, because you knew that I'd do it again. You're going to pretend to doubt. But at the level of knowingness, you know. There were just some times in the course of your past experiences where you didn't go through that final transition and into, quote, death. And that was one of them. In the time of Akhenaten, we just took you off. And we'll do it again. Because I have a feeling it'll come to that kind of an end again. Anyway, this young man has already experienced his lessons with the Celestial Brotherhood. And now he's got all of these searching faces looking at him. And he's got to come up with something wise. He was wise. That's wisdom. He was the king of wisdom. He was not king of the Jews. Go on, please. I like to hear it.
There was much questioning about how ones go forth in the physical and how one should practice life in that they might be blessed in the sight of God and the celestial sons and be in balance and harmony with the creation. He spoke thusly unto them. Blessed are they who are rich in spirit and recognize the truth, for life belongs to them. Blessed are they who lament, for they shall see the truth therein and shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for truth and knowledge, for they shall be satisfied and given wisdom. Blessed are they who obey the law of nature and the creation, for they live according to the plan of the creation. Blessed are they who have a clear conscience and who listen unto their conscience in truth, for they need nor fear. Blessed are they who believe in the creation, for they do not follow false teachings. Blessed are the righteous, for nature is subject unto them. Blessed are you when men shall revile you because of our teachings, and because of me persecute you and falsely speak evil against you.
Just a minute. I'm not going to be able to contain myself. Did you hear what he said about following false teachings? You see, once you know, you just don't follow them. It doesn't mean you cannot go down there for the social aspect of being in the congregation in the local church. Once you know truth and it is cemented in your soul, you will not follow those false teachings. It doesn't mean you've got to get up and preach against them and make them miserable because you know it all. You can participate once you've got the substantial foundation, and you can enjoy the brotherhood of your fellow man. It's the knowing. Go on, please.
Rejoice and be comforted, for life and the new life will reward you. Thus did they persecute the prophets who were here before you. You are the salt of the earth. When the salt loses its savor, with what will you salt? It is of no further use except to be thrown out and stepped on by the people. You are the light of the world. The city that is on top of a mountain cannot remain hidden.
Do you see how bad translation is, though? Salt never loses its savor. Parsley may. But salt is a chemical formula. And if you have salt, and it's that chemical formula, it can lose no savor. So this is what you must always keep uppermost, is that man does to the best of his ability if his intentions are good. Well, if his intentions are bad. You just have to know. And I can tell you that that statement is incorrect.
The city that is on top of a mountain cannot remain hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but rather place it on a candlestick, and it gives light to all the people in the house. Let your light so shine before the people, so that they will see your good works and recognize the truth of your knowledge. Do not think that I have come to dissolve the law or the prophets. I have not come to dissolve, but to fulfill and to reveal knowledge. Thus I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth vanish, not the smallest letter nor one iota of the law of the creation and the laws of nature will disappear until all has been fulfilled. Justice, the laws of nature and of truth. He who violates the smallest law or violates the smallest commandment and teaches people falsely will be called the least. But he who spreads the teachings in truth will be called the greatest, and the Spirit will thank him. For I say unto you, if your righteousness is not better than that of the Pharisees and their scribes, you will not receive the gratitude of the Spirit and of life. You have heard that it has been said to the old, you shall not kill, but he who kills shall be judged by the court. I tell you, be just according to the natural law of the creation, so that you will find the judgment in the logic and reason with wisdom. Guilty are all who do not act in self-defense or according to a given verdict, when they kill or speak and practice evil. Justice, according to the natural laws of the creation, by itself, elevates a verdict into logic. Do not accommodate or oblige your adversaries when you are right, and the judge will probably decide in your favor, if your judge be of honor, and without parochialism and bigotry. Hatton's comment. Ah, good luck in your day. Verily I say unto you, you will obtain justice only when you find truth yourself and can make your fellow man understand it. Adultery, cohabitation, and marriage. You have heard that it has been said, you should not commit adultery. But I tell you, he who cohabits with someone other than his spouse and practices the manner of ones bonded in marriage with such commitment should be cause to terminate such condition and circumstance, for it is unworthy of mankind, abhorrent and filled with lascivious selfishness, for physical pleasure without thought or responsibility unto the consequences thereof. Hatton's comment. A marriage license with the state does not a marriage make. If one practices physical pleasures with ones of the same earth species of male or female, your physical activities will be the carriers of disease and carnal consequences, for it is against the natural laws of the creation, for in your logical reason it is most obviously incorrect and ill-intended. If your right or left eye vexes you, pull it out and throw it away from you. It is better that only one of your limbs be ruined and not your entire body. If a thought beleaguers you, then destroy it and ban it from your mind. It is better to destroy a thought that incites annoyance and subsequent insidious behavior, and not to bring the entire world of thought into an uproar. It is further being said, he who separates from his spouse should give him or her a letter of separation. But I tell you, he who leaves his spouse, except in the case of adultery, and I care not for physical legal documentation, but those also who dwell in the marriage rituals, causes the marriage to break. He who then marries one who has caused such a break is then also guilty of committing adultery. False swearing. Furthermore, you have also heard that it has been said to the old, you should not swear falsely, but only keep your oath to God. But I tell you that you shall never swear, neither to heaven, which is infinite and cannot be measured, nor to the earth, for it passes, nor to Jerusalem, for it is not an eternal city and built by the hand of man. Nor shall you swear on your own head, for you cannot change the color of a single hair which springs forth from the root of the hair. Neither shall ye swear by the memory of a person or thing, for all are fleeting. At all times let your speech be only yes, yes, or no. Whatever is beyond that violates the laws. An eye for an eye. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, exercise justice according to the natural law of creation, so that you find the verdict in logic and wisdom. Exercise love where it is warranted, and punish where the law of nature demands punishment. You shall further remain within the laws of the creation in that which has already been laid down for your judgment and wisdom. Give unto him who asks of you, if the request is made sincerely, and turn away from him who asks of you in dishonesty to deprive you of that which is yours in order to elevate his own comfort and status. You have also heard that it has been said, you shall love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, exercise love and understanding according to the natural law of the creation, so that you act and feel rightly, according to justice and logic. Exercise love where it is warranted, and despise where the law of nature demands punishment. Perfection of spirit. You shall be wise and learn knowledge, for you shall become perfect in spirit as the creation which created you. You shall train your spirit in the course of incarnations at many, many levels, and let your spirit become perfection. Thus you can become one with the creation. And thus it was that Emmanuel taught those ones who came unto him in search of wisdom and truth. He continued his teaching thus, watch your piety, practice it before the people with right words, lest you be accused of them of lying, whereby you find no reward from them. Choose your words in accord with logic and consider the knowledge and behavior of nature. When you give alms, you shall not publicize this, as do the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets, in order to be praised by the people who witness. Hatton's comment. Or just to be allowed in the great inner sanctums of secret ritual and secret passage. Verily I say unto you, they have no reward, because they give alms solely for selfish reasons.